from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And get me in a sour place. If I knew it was that like affecting my mentals, I'll admit it, I've talked to a therapist. I currently not, but I was for the longest time, and like different things, like I needed to cut certain people out of my life. If I knew social media was affecting me that much, I would cut it out of my life and I would give it to someone who's part of my business team, because these guys all have different business teams.
No doubt.
I'd say, you handle what you could control. I don't want to see those things. Oh. And that's how I would do it. It's easy for me to say. Some of these guys live on social media.
Exactly. Hey, what if you want to date?
Do you think Steph is looking at all the social media comments?
Oh, he does. Oh, he was looking at social media at halftime of games.
He could really compartmentalize
right,
some
but,
of it.
But not everybody can do that. That's what makes Steph one of one.
No, I know. But if you know that you can't, then I think it's only in your best interest to hand that off to someone else. Like, my wife doesn't have any social media.
Right. That's her. But social media is a part of our life now. Like, as much as I want to get rid of social media, part of me is like, you know what?
I need it. Why does a basketball player need it?
But also, I like to reconnect with people I grew up with.
Okay.
That's my only avenue to keep in contact with people I grew up with.
But you could create a private account and control it that way. So, like, for me, in terms of, like, so, because when I go to games, I don't hear people at the Warrior games. I didn't see people outwardly screaming at Klay Thompson.
No. It's more so social media than what we're talking about. And so, I'm not saying it's the biggest impact in the world, but what if guys want to sign DMs with these ladies and they're single? It's their prerogative to do that. They shouldn't have to just say, hey, man, we're going to get rid of it. But some people see those comments, they're like, damn. And you see them, like I see the comments, man, I got called so many names over the weekend for just saying Will Smith reminded me of Buster Posey. And I got raked over the coals. I'm like, damn. And then I saw Dumas have an interaction and people talk bad about him to the point where Dumas is ready to say, yo, just come to cry and say that to my face or something like that, which you can't do. However, that's what, like, who gives people the right to just call people? Now, that's all I'm saying.
No one does. But here's what I would say to you, B. If you were coming in here and it was affecting your mental frame of mind, I, as a friend, would tell you, like, hey, man, maybe we should just deactivate the damn thing.
Well, I just block people. That's why I care. Personally, like, no, I hear what you're saying, but also, I like talking that talk. I don't mind talking trash back to fans, me personally, but I realize that, hey, Fonte, you're on the radio. You got to be better than that. You got to be above that.
That's what the athletes are being told now, too. Especially someone, like, it's one thing if you're an 18-year-old prospect, like my nephew Joey, who's trying to get drafted by the major leagues and is also trying to go to the Power 5 school. Like, his dad controls his social media for that reason. But, like, this is all part of being a professional athlete, right? There's a reason why Brock Purdy's a great example. I don't see Brock Purdy responding to anybody on anything, and I'm sure he just hands it over to somebody else, and that guy handles it, or person, or woman, or whoever.
Just leaves it alone.
You know, and that would be the course of action I would take, especially especially if I had multiple $100 million contracts already in the bank.
But everybody's different.
But if you're going to take that leap, you can't use it as a crutch.
But no, I'm just saying, but what Jay and Copper Skillet was saying basically was like the fans seeing your own homegrown fan base kind of turn on you on social media when you were born here and you helped bring the most success this organization has ever had over a decade. And you're getting disrespected online because that's how we live our lives nowadays. We're online all the time. That's how we live our lives in 2024, unfortunately. We have to live it through Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. You're going to be behind on all the news, on everything that's happening. You got to do it. It's part of our lives now. All right, you're listening to 95.7 again, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget that you can also watch us every single day on our Twitch and Twitter streams and YouTube, of course, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate out of loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Safe. We're going to reset everything on the other side. We'll get the SF Bay drummer. We'll get to Jacob. We'll get to everybody here. 888-957-9570. That is the number. Super Chat Ion. How do you feel about the lineup of Steph, Wiggs, Kuminga, Dre, TJD, six-man pods? I'll answer the question on the other side, Ion, on YouTube. That's all coming up. We reset everything happening in free agency, the latest with Klay Thompson, all that here on The Roast.
Jeremiah from Fremont, also known as the Legend Jerry, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, two Bay Area homegrown legends themselves, everybody. And I want you guys, everybody, to stay with me now. The best part of waking up is the Morning Roast in your cup.
Oh, give it to me.
Yeah. Oh, baby. It's one of those days. Feels like Klay Thompson's out the door to the Lakers. Paul George trade, gone. He signs with the 76ers. Giants did take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. But that's not what we're thinking about right now.
See, I should never come back late from break again.
I'm so upset!
Hey, Bivens, having one of the biggest moments of his career. That was pretty awesome. I mean, the guy is one of the great journeys in baseball, and for him to strike out Otani and then Dodger fans be angry at him, come on, give me a break. Well, but Dodger today's about the NBA.
Dodger beat writers are angry.
Well, the Dodger beat writers can shove it.
Wow, did my boy DeLon Wright sign a 1-year, $3.3 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Oh.
Good for DeLon. I'm happy for you, DeLon. We love DeLon around here. City College, San Francisco, great. Of course, the younger brother, Darrell Wright. I thought he was an option for the Warriors. I wouldn't mind him as a backup PG. So, Ion, spent $2. How do you feel about a lineup of Steph, Wiggs, Kuminga, Dre, TJD, and six-man pods? It's not a bad lineup. I've seen worse. I've seen a lot worse. You're going to have Steph. Now, what version of Andrew Wiggins are you going to get, and what's going to happen with this Andrew Wiggins situation? He's not playing for Team Canada. The Warriors came out and basically said it's a mutual decision. The Canadian GM said, hey, we cleared him medically. It's on the Warriors. Like, so I don't know. We'll find out more about that situation. But that's, wow. How does Wiggins feel now? If it isn't a mutual decision, he comes back into this locker room with the Golden State Warriors. What's going to happen there? Or will he be traded? Who knows? Looks like he was going to be part of a deal for Paul George anyway. So the Warriors are shopping him. But that lineup right there, Ion, you spent the $10. It ain't bad. It's not bad. Now you got Moody as a seventh man. It's not bad. It's not the worst lineup in the world.
Not sure where that leaves you.
Yeah, I don't. You still got Looney. I mean, you know.
You know, the one thing that it's going to be very interesting, how many nationally televised games will the Warriors get this year?
Oof.
If that's the roster.
Well, if Klay's on we know the Klay games will be on national television.
You think the first one of the year will be Klay versus the Warriors?
Oh, my gosh.
No matter where he goes?
That's tough for both parties. I can see Klay going 5 for 20. Everyone's, see, that's why you didn't pay you. What happens in those games is you want to destroy that former team so bad that sometimes you may get hyped up. Or it's the complete opposite where it's like, they didn't want me, so let me light their asses up. I don't know. I don't want that to happen.
Christmas, LeBron, Steph, Klay, Trey, the undercard.
How do you feel about LeBron this quarter?
LeBron? How do I feel about him? I'm pissed off at him. What? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I just
because he played the long game. If we're being like, if tongue in cheek, but just hear me out. Hear me out. You're here. I'll take. Okay. This is tongue in cheek, so it's not 100% like accurate. So just bear with me. It's more storytelling from me.
Okay.
LeBron befriended Draymond and has fake friended him out at every single turn. And he's used clutch to draw a divide. Hey, he took the teeth right out of our pit bull, you know, right before the whole Laker-Warrior series a couple of years ago. Draymond out here hugging Anthony Davis and LeBron James after we're getting bounced in the playoffs. All right, he didn't show any nasty that he did the series prior with Sabonis. He just completely laid down, all right? And then he squeezes the Warriors for more money using clutch as his agency. And then now LeBron's over there buddying it up, using clutch to basically woo in his coach, his kid, and now our shooter in Klay Thompson. All the while laughing at Draymond's face. Am I wrong?
This is Skip Bayless level of conspiracy theory.
I know. This
right
is why
here.
I'm doing it tongue-in-cheek. Oh okay, God. So please don't social media aggregate me. This is all tongue-in-cheek. But the point is like, how can you not view all of this with a side eye if you know how nefarious clutch is?
It ain't nothing you can do about it.
And then I got Chris Haynes out here doing the Satan's work out here, right? Basically just putting more knives into the Warriors at every single turn. Oh, no. Klay wants to come here for dirt cheap. He won't do it in Golden State, but he'll come here.
Hold on,
the whole thing is just a clutch thing.
So it sounds like LeBron was just working the back channels to try and destroy the Warriors.
I hate LeBron. I'm back to hating him.
It's Vince McMahon. It was 100%. Me, Austin, the whole time.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
It was me.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
You hate LeBron again?
I do.
Boy, I wish I could get those previous 2 months back in my life.
And
it bothers me.
He's gonna take less so he can have more of his friends show up.
Did you see the latest? By the way, there's a couple players he's willing to take less for. So we got Klay Thompson. Now we have DeMar DeRozan reportedly, and one other mystery player.
Oh God,
who's it gonna be?
Oh God,
you're one of a kind, my man. I love you. You're one of a kind.
It's all about LeBron sitting on the Iron Throne. That's all he cares about.
Uh-huh. But you wanted that with the Golden State Warriors, didn't you?
Well,
you would have embraced clutch sports. You were ready to embrace clutch sports.
I was ready to embrace Paul Pandemic P, for Christ's sake. I was down so bad. Why? Like, hello? Hello?
The downfall is near.
Exactly. The downfall is near.
The truth is always there with LeBron James. I tried to warn you for months and weeks and days. You don't want to get into the business with LeBron James.
Well, it seems very
lucrative.
You don't
want him in this organization. Let's go to SMB Drummer Houston.
That's literally Rich Paul right now as he's being sued by five former employees.
Hey, they got the top lawyers. He's got plenty of money. He'll be fine. And he's still dating Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rich Paul's doing... He hopped into Uber yesterday at LAX, got into the Uber in the Escalade. It's like, ha-ha, see you later. He hopped on. Rich Paul's going to be just fine. SFB Drummer in Houston, H-Town. Stand up, baby. Let's go, SFB Drummer.
Hey, morning, Bonte. Morning, Butcher Boy. How you doing?
I've been better.
Hey, I understand, man. But, you know, my sources are telling me that the Warriors are in deep talk with Keith Sweat because we about to sign nobody. But in all seriousness,
oh my God,
I feel that Mike Dunleavy. But in all seriousness, I like what Mike Dunleavy is doing. He's getting like a lot of the youth, and he's forcing Kerr to use them. And then by the 27, 28 year, we'll be able to get the big fish free agents that we need, so that we can be a powerhouse again. I know that we're trying to maximize stuff, but it's just we really don't have the money or the resources right now to act on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to build a powerhouse with the youth of what we have right now. So then by the time comes that we get the big fish, it will be a smooth transition like pipeline and a powerhouse again where we can run the league again. And that's the big difference between Mike Dunleavy and Bob Myers to me. Bob Myers, I trusted him to get the big fish, but he couldn't draft to get players that develop. But Mike Dunleavy is the other way. Yeah. So I trust and believe what Dunleavy is doing, and I think all of us Warrior fans, we should all, you know, just grasp a hold to this. We're going to have some down years. But, hey, on the bright side, Chase Center about to have some cheap tickets so the real fans can be on the first floor level. So let's take it. It's a positive. It's a win-win for everybody.
I remember in 2019, good call, SFH. I remember us, the Warriors invited the entire station. We got our own suite. We got our own suite. Remember that, Spino? Were you there, Spino? Oh, we had a great time. And the Warriors won that game. And Steph was sitting right in front of us because he was doing some commentary for NBC Sports Bay Area. Oh my gosh, this is we're having fun. The Warriors,
they still bring back the Larry Hughes, Larry's Kids section like they had back in the day.
Why not? Why not? Listen, I
remember Larry's Kids.
I do remember Larry's Kids.
Up in the 500s up there. Let's go to Larry's Kids.
See, you got your baseball takeoff. Let me get a boxing takeoff. 209 Xfinity Mobile text line. Bontes, Bam Rodriguez, top 5 pound for pound today. Big win over Estrada. I'm not going to put him in my top 5 pound for pound, but that young man got some power. Yeah, I don't know if you watched it Saturday night. Bam Rodriguez, man, he got dropped.
Who is
he
your came top back five and dropped pound for pound?
It'd be Terrence Crawford, Usyk, anyway from Japan. He is Gervonta Davis. And I've got to go Canelo.
I was thinking
you hated to do that too.
I was thinking Mighty Mouse, Ant-Man, you know.
Oh, NBA? Top five NBA? Top five teams in the West?
Oh, I was going superheroes.
Superheroes?
Pound for pound,
oh,
top
five superheroes real quick?
We can go DC and Marvel.
Pound,
all,
pound,
doesn't
pound,
matter.
Gotta go pound for pound. Pound for pound. Batman.
Strong.
Spider-Man.
Strong.
Thanos. Can we consider him a superhero?
He's a villain.
Oh, he's
but
a villain.
If you want to do characters.
No villains. I go Iron Man. Iron Man. I love me some Iron Man. This next two is tough. Damn. These next two. Oh, Wolverine.
Yes.
Give me Wolverine.
Okay.
You said villains. I can't go villain, so I can't go Magneto.
No, but he's up there.
What about Bishop?
That's a dark horse, but I'm not mad at it.
What about Cable?
Not mad.
Do you know who Cable's dad is?
No, who's Cable's dad?
Oh, boy.
Who's Cable's dad?
I won't ruin it for
you. No, who's Cable?
X-Men 97. Just, I'm not going to ruin
it
for you.
All right. Cable's a bad boy, man. Him and Bishop, them dudes are sick. Sick.
Josh Brolin played both the Thanos and Cable.
So those would be my top five.
I did not know that.
I am omitting
Superman.
How
is Superman not in there, though?
Because
Superman's physically stronger than all of them.
I mean, he's overrated. That's why.
I'd rather be Bruce Wayne than Superman, too.
Hey,
what's your superpower? I'm filthy rich.
Hey, man.
It's a pretty good power, to be honest.
It's a great power. He's got all
he's
the
made it work for.
It's literally what he said.
There's actually a Batman game at the movie theater in Tampa Red.
Uh-huh.
And you could use all the different Batmobiles and jets and bat jets or what. Oh, man, it is a sick game. Oh, my Lord. Give me Batman all day long.
So NBA free agency is also a sick game, isn't it?
It is a sick game, especially for the Golden State Warriors with this new CBA. Right now, Chris Paul on the San Antonio Spurs. They had to waive Chris Paul yesterday, so they released $30 million.
So,
hey, Dub Nation, it's Chris Paul.
Using this analogy, that would make Steph Curry Logan, because he's old man Logan, if you remember that particular storyline where he starts losing some of his superpowers and he can't recover like he used to before. And he's the last one left. I mean, that's really what we're looking at. All the other X-Men are gone, and it's just him.
By the way.
And a bunch of kids, literally the old Logan, and he's got Steve Kerr, where he's just, like, throwing him in the back of a taxi, and they're just trying to, like, drive around.
I think he's Captain America with a broken shield, and he's trying to fight Thanos right now and everyone else, and he's just giving them all he's got.
Now I'm very intrigued with Steph Curry going to the Olympic Games and practicing with all these studs.
Who's going to recruit him?
What are they going to be whispering to Steph Curry?
Well, knowing the new CBA, no one's got any room to totally bring anyone in.
How about Kawhi Leonard just chilling in Costa Rica while chaos happens at the LA Clippers?
Could you imagine spending money on Kawhi and Harden when opening a new arena?
I know, exactly. And you let Paul George go and you traded everything for Paul George. It could be a lot worse, Warrior fans. You could be the LA Clippers.
Kawhi could have gone to the Lakers with LeBron and AD. Probably would have had at least one chip.
No, it could get even worse. This is the scenario where it gets worse, Warrior fans. Steph wants out, and it's just Draymond on the youngsters.
We saw that movie in 2019, 2020.
Adam's too much for me.
It wasn't a good film.
I don't get up in May, Mark.
Stop you talking to me.
That's not a film we went back to go watch, right?
I mean...
It's one of the more
it's too much for me.
Let's go to Jacob in California. Jacob, what's happening?
Yo, what's good, guy? How are you guys doing?
It's getting hot in here. That's what's going on. Is it hot outside?
It's a beautiful day. Tomorrow's going to be 106 up in the Russian River.
Feels like I got a fever. Whoa. Anyway, go ahead, Jacob. I shouldn't joke about that, actually. Yeah.
So I just wanted to come on here and say I was listening to you guys talk, and I was kind of fascinated by one thing that you guys brought up. I think the situation with Clay, I think the fact that when Lacob and Dunleavy at the end of the season said if they didn't make the playoffs, there'd be big changes, and the big changes resulted in us not having a plan B if we decided to let Clay go, kind of pissed off more Warriors fans. I don't think it was like a toxic mentality initially because people were hopeful that Warriors could land the star, but when you let CP and Clay walk, the problem becomes we're paying Draymond $100 million, and then we're paying Steph a lot of money. And yeah, you could say we can try to grow young players like Kuminga and Pods, but we're still paying a lot of money to Draymond and Steph to let them rot away. Like, that's the part I don't get. So when Lacob said we need big changes, I did not think that. It's like, oh, we need to develop the youth, you know?
Well, we don't know what the plan B is. Maybe plan B is developing the youth. Plan Maybe plan A, B is mid, the mid-level. It sounds like
plan A was Paul George.
Well, plan A was Paul George, and plan B was seeing what's up with Clay, and it's done. So now we go on to plan C, plan D, plan E, and plan E is not something we want to talk about, which is, again, Jasker, we were talking about this last week. And I mentioned, you're like, what do you want about that? I said, look, man, and I couldn't believe I was saying, this is how you know I'm down bad. I'm Mr. Super Bowl or bust. I want championships, I want to play for them, and it's not realistic. I get it. This ain't John Madden football, this ain't NBA 2K. But last week, what did I mention to you? I said, the best case scenario may be the Warriors taking a step back, resetting their books. However, that is very difficult because you have a Stephen Curry on your roster. That's where it gets difficult. That's a tough sell to a 36-year-old Stephen Curry.
Well, if
but it may be the best plan for the Warriors moving forward long term.
I mean, is there any scenario where the Warriors could trade Draymond and keep Steph? If we really want to get out from underneath it and get some picks and have more financial flexibility.
Trade Draymond?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you, Shasky, from talking to the sources, and even last year where we said, well, who's Draymond's market? I don't know if he had a market. From what
Draymond doesn't?
Well, Tobias Harris, a free agent, and Detroit's got to spend some money. So Detroit was like, you know, and Detroit's going to win 20 games next year. Tobias Harris will be relevant again. I mean, the guy's going from Philadelphia to Detroit. He's going to Philadelphia, Detroit. Good for Tobias Harris. He got paid.
Him and Cade Cunningham.
So maybe Detroit is that market.
Jaden Ivey.
Maybe Detroit is that market. But I'm not sure what the market is for Draymond Green, and what you will receive for Draymond Green is a very unique player.
Is Andrew Wiggins coming back?
Well, we shall see.
And honestly, you know what?
Right now, I'm not sure. You know what? I wouldn't want to give up Andrew Wiggins right now. I want to talk about defense. Well, Andrew Wiggins is still my best individual perimeter defender. You guys sure you want to get rid of Wiggins right now?
Well, let me defend the Warriors. I don't know if this is exactly what's happening, but if it is that the Warriors are like, hey, hold a minute, we don't really want you to play on the Olympics, I defend the Warriors on this one. And the reason why I defend the Warriors is, A, I'm trying to trade you. That's number one. And if you turn your ankle or you hurt yourself or whatever, then, you know, that could screw a trade over. That's number one. And number two, and I will always defend the teams this, when you are the primary source of someone's income, right, and you're paying hundreds of millions of dollars to these guys, I get being like, hey, I don't want you to pitch in the WBC. Mm-hmm. I understand that you want to represent your country. I get all that.
Yeah.
But also, like, hey, we are paying you a lot of money. So unless you want to do some sort of injury waiver here that gets me off the hook, like, I don't know about that. This guy went MIA for you on the regular season. And now he wants to play on the Olympics?
Well,
get out of here.
I don't want to say he went MIA because there was a serious personal issue.
I'm just going on what I interpreted.
Yeah, it's serious personal issues. But I hear you. But coming back to this roster now, you know what? I need Andrew Wiggins. You know what? Without Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins maybe a little bit better. He talked about it on that podcast with those Canadian brothers. He did. I don't even know what the podcast name, but I couldn't believe Andrew Wiggins on the podcast. I thought I was tripping. I had to check the date. What the hell was this? Andrew Wiggins on the podcast? It was him. Andrew Wiggins. I can't trade him right now. I can't do it. Now, are you getting marketing back? Okay, then I'll do that. But unless I'm getting marketing or even a Brandon Ingram or even one of those players, I need Andrew Wiggins' defense on this team in the worst way.
Opening night. Pods!
Whoa.
And then Kuminga! Draymond! Ah! Ingram! I just don't see it.
I don't see it either. But that's why I kind of need extra wickets here. Defensively, you're going to need somebody.
Boy, they're in a tough spot.
Lauri Markkanen, there's definitely... Danny Ainge is looking to trade him. And Danny Ainge is looking for a king's ransom. So what... we can end the show with this. We got 20 minutes left in the show, Shasky.
How can they salvage their offseason?
Well, not only salvage the offseason, well, it's just a day in. We act like the offseason's over.
Things happen quick.
They do happen quick, but it was a little slower this year. A little slower than usual. The offseason's not over yet.
Yeah, but it's also the most important offseason
in terms of figuring out what the next few years is going to be. But the offseason's not over. And I'm sure the Warriors are working right now. They're down at the office right now, chasing and trying to figure out what the hell to do. Now, if Lauri Markkanen is out there, if I already know the answer to this. So I don't even know why I'm asking the question, but I know the answer. But if you're willing to go all in for Paul George, Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. Yeah, I forgot the number for a second. 888-957-9570. Are you willing to go all in for Lauri Markkanen right now? Right now. Because Danny Ainge is a hard negotiator. And it's not going to be easy doing business with Danny Ainge.
If I had to pay one of the two guys $30-plus million, because that's what it's coming down to. If you acquire Lauri Markkanen, you're giving him, I think, more than what Kuminga's getting. I'd rather pay Kuminga, the homegrown guy, than pay Lauri Markkanen.
All right, 888-957.
So I'm not willing to give up Kuminga.
All right, that's Shasky.
If it was Wiggins and less, then yeah, I'd be in on it. But because, no, I'm not doing, because you're not paying both of them. I just don't see how you get Lauri Markkanen, pay him, and keep Kuminga and pay him as well. Like, that doesn't make a lot of financial sense to me.
All right, that's Shasky. He's not willing to trade Jonathan Kuminga for Lauri Markkanen. Are you out there, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Mike in Richmond. Mike, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's up, fellas?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Long time roaster, first time caller, baby. I had to call in today because, man, this Clay situation is tripping me up. He is an absolute legend, man. I can't believe we're doing him like this. And when we talk about Clay, we need to talk about his injuries. We should be talking about him like D. Rose or Grant Hill, because what Clay did for this franchise before he got injured was absolutely incredible. And if we go into an offseason where we let him go so we can hold on to some picks, Monte, thank you for standing up against these people who are these pick maniacs. No, thank you, man. Trade the picks. Why are we keeping our picks? We can draft Odds and James Wiseman and let a franchise legend go? Get rid of the picks, man. If we're letting Clay go, we have to bring in some real talent.
I hear you, Mike. And listen. Good, thanks for the call, man. First time caller, not bad at all, Mike in Richmond. Thanks for always listening. Appreciate you. said like Grant Hill and Penny Hardaway, you could say Klay Thompson came back better than all those players. He came back and led the league in threes, made threes. Now, we know we can scoff at that. We have, but 41%, he led the league in threes and won a championship. So I think he came back better than Grant Hill and Penny Hardaway. When Penny Hardaway came back after all those injuries, he was not the same Penny Hardaway from Orlando. He was a role player. Grant Hill, that player that we saw in Detroit, after the injuries, the ankles, he was never the same. He was a glorified role player. Klay Thompson's still averaging 18, 19 a game. So, but I hear what Mike is saying. I hear what Mike is saying.
Wherever he goes this year, I'd be very interested to see what his role is.
Very interested. Very interested. I think he should embrace the bench role. Again, I'm looking at the bench role for Klay Thompson. And look at these splits here for Klay Thompson. I think the bench role suited him well. And I think by coming off the bench, he actually started to embrace it. Off the bench. All right, so as a starter, Shasky, Klay Thompson has 63 starts. 42.5% from the floor, 37.5% from three. Above league average. But he averaged 17 points a game, 92 from free throws, in 30 minutes. Now he started coming off the bench, played three less minutes than he did as a starter, 27 minutes a game. But he shot 46.5% and nearly 43% from three. That's a big jump, right? And that's in three less minutes. Now, it's a small sample size.
Yeah, do you think the Lakers are going to play him 30 minutes a game and say...
No, I'm saying he came off the bench and played 27 minutes.
Okay, so
So he was more efficient and more productive in three less minutes.
I know,
so but... I think Klay will be fine coming off the bench if you guaranteed him 25 to 27 minutes a game. Because in 27 minutes a game, he averaged 20. As a starter with 30 minutes, he averaged 17.
Yeah, but
so he averaged three more points per game. He shot 46% coming off the bench as opposed to 42.5% as a starter, 37% as a starter, as opposed to 43% as a bench player in three less minutes. So, yes, I think he would say, you know what? In three less minutes, in four less minutes, I was more efficient and more productive.
I don't know. I have a feeling that he still thinks he can play heavy starter minutes, be one of the top dogs offensively on a team, and close the majority of the games. I mean, clearly closing really, he was adamantly against that. It just
In fewer minutes off the bench, he was a lot more productive. And he ended up finishing games, by the way.
Well, I know, but I guess where I'm going is, like, if he goes to the Lakers, like, if you've ever followed LeBron's career, he's cutthroat.
Oh, yeah.
You're in the lineup now, 1 minute, you're out. Like, if you're not hitting shots, it's on you. Like, everywhere he goes, like, even if you're the closest of his friends or you have a Hall of Fame resume, like, you get iced out real quick. I don't know. I think he better be careful teaming up with LeBron.
That's not the point here, though. The point is, in fewer minutes off the bench,
yeah,
he was a lot more productive.
Yeah, but is he going to be happy when he's, you know, sitting for Rui Hachimura down the stretch?
Well, you know
what?
Is he going to be happy because
he's the fourth or fifth option when he is out there playing?
That's all dependent on the game flow. Every game's going to be different. And we don't know if he's going to play for the Lakers or the Mavericks. It's going to look different every single game. But the point is that when he came off the bench, reluctantly, he came off the bench and he shot better from the floor. He shot a lot better from three. He averaged more points per game in three fewer minutes. That, to me, says something like, okay, maybe Klay would embrace that role on the right team in the right situation if he knew he had a chance to win big stake. Like, the Warriors right now are not in a position to win.
Are the Lakers?
I don't think so. I'm not sure he's going to go down to the Lakers. Does he really want to ride around with Daddy on the plane every single day? Does he want to be around Pops every single day? I don't know.
This Laker thing feels like it's been cooked up for a while in terms of, like, it just felt like you could see the connective tissue. I would just say that...
I wouldn't say that. I think we talked about Orlando so damn much this past season.
No, I'm just saying in general, we've been linking Klay to the Lakers whole career.
And how about this, before we go back out to the lights? Klay Thompson, if anybody knows the pressure of being a Laker, it's Klay Thompson. And if we learn about the pressure of Klay Thompson and the sensitivity that he had this past season, I'm not sure Klay wants to go to the Lakers. I'm sure he probably would just go to Dallas, Texas and be like, look, we're second fiddle. You got the Cowboys. You got the Rangers. You got the Dallas Stars. I'm going to chill with Luka and Kyrie. Luka's going to get all the heat. Kyrie's going to get off the heat. I'm just going to stand on the three-point line next to Jason Kidd and just jack up threes. Wide open.
I mean, it sounds good. I don't know. I don't know. I think that his market is kind of what his market is, a 1 year, $12 to $15 million a year deal, and it just feels like he's going to have to come off of some of his thought process for him to really have a good imprint on a team.
We shall see about that. Let's go to what we got. 9 minutes left in the show. Wow, the show flew by. Let's go to Big Smooth, and then we'll get the film on Mike, and we'll get to Bobby in Castro Valley. Big Smooth, what's happening?
Hey, man, you know, Bonte, and I want to say this. All you rapid clay criticizers, be careful what you ask for. Now it's in your lap. Maybe the strategy is, you know, we have to be like, you know, like the bar that's about to close it. At 150, we can't be as picky. Somebody like Miles Bridges, you know, he's not looking as bad as he was before. We have to go out maybe after flawed players who really need to kind of rehab their career, their image. I mean, at this point, when you can't get your hands on Tobias Harris, when you have Caldwell Pope, we see people who used to gravitate toward the Warriors. Hopefully we won't be back to it's a great timeout, but it's not looking good right now. And I'm going to say this. If we're still fumbling around like this, pull a Band-Aid off. Just trade Steph. Get a boatload of picks like Danny Ainge would do. Because if we're doing this for the next couple of years, and I think the Warriors may have had this plan up their sleeve all the time but didn't want to let the fan base know it, I think we could be on our way to a rebuild without saying the word rebuild.
Well, let me ask you this one.
He's off the line.
Like, it sounds easy. Like, trade Steph for a million picks. When you're running a billion-dollar team with a lot of debt because of the stadium, why would you get rid of someone who brings in so much money? Even if you are going to suck, there's a reason why Kobe and Bonds and pick the player in whatever sport sticks around well past their expiration date. They are a financial cash cow for some of these organizations. Now, it's a different conversation the second Steph says, get me out of here. And that's a different conversation. But I don't see why anyone would want to get rid of someone who is bringing in money. You might lose anyway.
Well, and you got the All-Star game coming up. You're hosting the NBA All-Star game this season. You're not going to trade Steph before the NBA All-Star game. How huck would that be? Let's go to Filmo Mike, and then we'll end with Bobby in Castro Valley. Filmo, what's happening? Filmo, long time no talk, brother.
I know, man. No time, no talk, for real, for real. But anyway, you can't trade the draft picks, man. Y'all got to remember, see, people, they new booties to this. The fact of the matter is, the dynasty was started off of draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We wasted draft picks. For whatever reason, we went a different route. The last 2-3 years of Bob Myers, we made some questionable draft picks. We could have been better with our draft picking. Turns to James Wiseman, getting better players. I don't know what our vision was, what our focus was. We kind of did like a thing where Detroit should have took Carmelo Anthony, and we took Darko Milicic. You feel me? Anyway, with that being said, the Lakers, they got the L.A. Lakers. I don't even care about the Lakers. I really love the pick because, to me, that was a dumb pick. But anyway, with that being said, they have a very Dallas Cowboy feel right now. They have a very Dallas Cowboyish feel. And I know y'all can feel me where it's not like, okay, they're a solid team, but it ain't really about the team, so to speak. They feeling very Dallas Cowboyish to me, in my opinion.
They y'all feel like an entertainment entity.
Oh, that's it?
Oh.
He's gone.
Just he said, y'all have a good show, then drop.
Oh, no, okay. I agree with him. They feel, the Lakers feel more like an entertainment.
They are. Think about the Lakers. Think about what they've done. They get eliminated from the playoffs. They fire Darvin Ham by the end of the week. So they're all in the news looking for a new head coach, blah, blah, blah.
50-day.
Right. They're all, and then the conference finals come around. They're still in the news. J.J. Redick rumors start swirling. And then the day one of the NBA Finals, they went, oh, we're going to look at Dan Hurley and fly Dan Hurley out to L.A. They are all about winning the headlines and the tabloids. They are the NBA version of the Dallas Cowboys. They make me absolutely sick.
But they did win a title. recently.
The bubble title? Great.
Well, and I mean, like, great. Like
they've won one title since Kobe retired.
Okay.
Basically. I mean, great. I mean, good, for them.
Good for them. In their defense, they've been wildly more successful since 2000 than the Cowboys.
Okay. All right.
That's all. But I agree the parallels are similar.
Get the Lakers. The hell with them. Right, Spadoni? The hell with
I do fear the Lakers.
Tough. Derek White agrees to a 4-year, $130 million extension.
With the Boston Celtics?
Yeah. Woj.
Very good defender. Derek White's come a long way, man. He's a good player. He's come a long way. So now they got Brown, Tatum, Holiday, and Derek White. Let's get Bobby real quick. Real quick. Love it. We'll get Bobby on. We got a couple minutes. Get Bobby on. Get Bobby in Castro Valley. Let's go, Bobby. Let's go.
What's up, Vontae? What's up? Yeah, I'm all in with Laura Marketing. I mean, I have some love for Kuminga, but yeah, man, we're down to playing C and D. So I'm in for all Marketing, and I'm kind of on the fence with Brandon Ingram. But yeah, I take my answers off the air. Just that's it. I'm all in with Laura, but yeah, don't know where that goes.
Yeah, well. Pivot, they'll panic, right? Do you go to Lauri Markkanen? Do you go to Brandon Ingram? What are the Warriors going to do? Steiny Guru is going to talk all about it as well. But the big point, big story today in the Bay Area is that Klay Thompson, after being drafted by this team in 2011, number 11th overall, will no longer be a member of the Golden State Warriors. Damn.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
For the life of me, I will never understand putting the closer in a tie game in the ninth inning to only use him for one inning. It just is one of the dumbest allocations of an arm possible. They did it Saturday night. It makes no sense whatsoever. Giants won 2 out of 3, though. Beat the Dodgers. Dodgers looking vulnerable. Giants looking good. I thought yesterday was one of the best wins of the season, given where the rotation has been and given how many arms you used in Saturday's game. For Bivens to do what he did, I thought that was a great team victory.
Are you holding on to the assets? Are you in buy mode again?
No, I mean, sell everyone. They're one of the teams that needs to, realize where they're at. I am excited for the next Hayden Birdsong start, though. Go Giants.
We could go 5-1 in Atlanta and Cleveland.
Hey. What if the Tooth Fairy's real?
Oh, don't do that. You didn't think they were winning 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers.
No, they should have won all 3.
They should have. There you go. So now you get Robbie Ray back. You get Blake Snell back after the All-Star game. Hey, I'm just saying.
I've seen more real photos of Bigfoot than I've seen of Robbie Ray throwing. Blake Snell, I need 17 more starts to feel just right.
Hey, All-Star A. July, August, September. Go look at Blake Snell's career numbers. They're pretty, 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 pretty good. Lovin, what you got?
I just thinking about Klay leaving, man, it sucks. Like, it really just, like, this is, like, the official end of the run. And it's just, we knew this day was going to come. Like, no matter how, like, all runs end. Like, anyone thinking this was going to last forever, it was never going to be like that. So you know it's coming, but even, like, when you try to prepare for it, when the day does come, when it's just over, it just sucks. So, I hope he doesn't go to the Lakers because that would also suck. But thank you very much, Klay, for everything that you brought to this organization. I don't care how these last 2 years went. I look at the full body of work, and the full body of work says you will forever be a legend here in Dub Nation.
There it is.
Stay cool this week, folks. It's going to be very hot. Heat waves in the inland. You mentioned it, Bonte. 100 degrees all around here. The coast, it's going to be toasty. Wear your sunscreen. Black, white, doesn't matter. Wear that sunscreen. Protect that skin. It's scary out there, man. Stay cool.
I'm going up to Calistoga, and I looked at the weather. It's going to be 105, 106, 105, 106. Now I'm having second thoughts about that. Bonte Hill in the heat don't do well.
Sacramento going to be like 111 all week long. Can't wait for the A's games there next year.
Oh. Aaron Judge got to sit those games out.
No roof? No retractable roof up at Center Park Health?
I think it's a turf field up there, too, as if it couldn't get any worse.
They're putting the turf up there? Oh, my gosh. It's like old Busch Stadium, St. Louis. My final thought is, buckle up, Warrior fans. Buckle up. It's going to be all right. There's been darker days with the Golden State Warriors. It's a long off season. Let's see where the dust settles. And no, I'm not running PR for the Golden State Warriors. It is what it is. We knew this day was coming. But just buckle up and just be patient before you freak out about the roster. Let's see.
I was rooting against Bonte.
Because if they trade for Lauri Markkanen, I already know what the phone calls will be yesterday. Yes, don't leave it for president. We don't need no flipping and flopping right now. Just be patient. Now it's Fast 5 brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices. A fun show. We'll be back again tomorrow. Maybe Clay's on a new team. Maybe Clay's on a new team. Let's see. Let's see. But Steiny and Guru are next right here on 95.7 The Game.
Oops. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.